السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، وصلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected علماء الكرام, dear brothers and also sisters of the madrasa and listening over receivers, Allah Ta'ala with His kindness, with His mercy, with His grace gave us the tawfiq of getting together here to make His zikr, to remember Him. In the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala lies the raza of Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is the raza of Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest thing in this world that a person can achieve in this world and in the hereafter is the raza of Allah Ta'ala. The raza and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is greater than every ni'mat that a person can ever think of. Even the ni'mats of Jannat on the one side and the raza or the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala is on the other side, then the raza of Allah Ta'ala is greater. Because whatever ni'mats of Jannat also the person will receive, he will only receive if Allah Ta'ala is razi. If Allah Ta'ala is not razi, if he is not happy, if he is not pleased, then he is not going to even give those ni'mats of Jannat. So whether it is in this world or in the akhirat, the greatest ni'mat that a person can aspire for, try and achieve, try and acquire, is the raza and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In every ibadat that we do, we must try and seek the rada, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We must not have our nafs in there. We must not keep some share for the nafs. The moment you are going to do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then all those desires which a person has due to the promptings of his nafs, Allah Ta'ala will give those or fulfill those desires out of his raza. Understand what I am saying? That why does a person want to show? What is the niyat when he wants to show? He wants to gain respect. He wants to have some kind of position of honor. He wants some kind of congratulations, some kind of shabashi, some kind of wahwa, some kind of praises. Those are the niyats of the nafs. That is what the nafs wants. And that is why the nafs makes a person give charities. The nafs makes the person sometimes read extra namazes for riya, for show. Because he wants one of those things which I just mentioned. If you look at the bottom line, what else does the nafs want? Why else does a person make riya business? Why else does he give big, big charities except that he wants name and fame? So if he is giving it for that, of course there are exceptions, there are lots of people giving with ikhlas. They are not giving for the sake of riya or show, or they are making extra ibadat, zikr, tilawat, umrah, zhaj, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So why else does the person, or when the nafs is shamil, when it is included, then the person is now making extra namazes, sometimes making extra nawafil, sometimes he's making extra zikr, something else. So what does he want by that? So that people may recognize him, that he is an abid, he is a zakir, he is a person who is engaged in ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So name, fame, these are the things that nafs wants. Now it's not necessary that when the person is going to do it for the pleasure of the nafs, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely give him all those things that he is seeking. It's not necessary. Sometimes people will catch up with his riya, and instead of giving him congratulations, they are going to talk about it, that this person, what was the need for him to come such and make such a big announcement about the charity that he gave, or make such a big announcement of the kayfiyat that he had in his tawaf, or in his umrahs, or in his zikr and tilawat. What was the need for all that? So one is, the person is doing it for the nafs, and the other, he is doing it for Allah Ta'ala. So in zikrullah, if it is done sincerely, if it is done with niyat which is khalis, sincere, then in there lies the raza of Allah Ta'ala. And that's the greatest ni'mat that a person can achieve. And once he has got the raza of Allah Ta'ala, on that action which he did sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then all those things which he was searching for, now Allah Ta'ala from his side with his raza is going to give him the same thing. What he was seeking, and on which he would have got no sawab, no reward, no nothing. Now he did it khalisatan li wajhillah, solely for the pleasure of Allah. My Allah must become pleased with me. Finish. Full stop. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will become happy and pleased, and he will now put into the hearts of people izzat for that person. What he was seeking through that riya, now Allah Ta'ala will put it with his pleasure and with his raza. It is just like you give a piece of cheese to a rat also, and you give a piece of cheese to a human being also who is beloved to you, a good piece of cheese you give him for breakfast. But when you're giving to the beloved, you are giving out of happiness. And when you are, or you feed your pets, then you are feeding them out of happiness. And when you're giving to the rat, then you are trapping them. You want them to come for the cheese and then trap them. So to one you are giving with your raza, and to the other one you are giving with your anger. So those who get some kind of name, fame, for a little while they get. But they got it with the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so finally it will lead to destruction. Humiliation, disgrace, shame. Because it didn't come with the raza of Allah Ta'ala. And that person who achieved it with the raza and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will increase that ni'mat. And even if there are enemies that for they think that they can destroy this person's respect and honor and whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, then it would be a test for a little while. But Allah Ta'ala will then finally show those people that it was given to him with my raza, with my pleasure, so therefore he will remain dominant. So now that will come with the raza and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the greatest benefit of zikrullah, that the person slowly but surely gets closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala, and after a period of time, now he gets Allah Ta'ala's raza and pleasure. That's what happens. Now many people, they write and sometimes they say, Mawlana, when we make zikr, when we make tilawat, when we come away early to the masjid, when we hold a tasbih, then people make a joke, they make a mockery, and sometimes they tell us, you're doing it for show. So what must we do? Must we give it up? So if you are going to give it up for the sake of the people, that is also riya. One is the person is doing it for the people, and the other is not doing it again for the people. That shows people is in his heart. That shows he's got people in his heart. If he was doing it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, then he's not going to worry about people. So the person must neither do ibadat or zikr, tilawat, anything for the people, and nor must he leave it out for the sake of the people. Why must he worry about the people? If he's got tasbih and they are saying that you're acting very pious and holy, good luck to them. As long as you are not doing it to act holy and pious. If you are making tilawat, you coming early to the masjid, you sitting in the first row and reading Quran Sharif, and people are saying he's acting holy and pious, let them think. As long as you are not thinking that, as long as you are not doing it for the show of the people, so carry on. So neither do an ibadat for the sake of the people, nor leave it out for the sake of the people. That is ikhlas. So when we are going to get raza of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we are going to get all those things that we are searching through riya. So what I am saying is that don't do it for the sake of name and fame and congratulations and respect. We don't do it for those reasons. We do it for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala will, with His wisdom, to whatever extent He wants to give somebody respect, honor, name, fame, He will give it to him. But we don't search for it in these things. Even to make that ibadat so that Allah ta'ala becomes happy and gives us name and fame, the person is now doing it so that Allah ta'ala becomes happy and gives me name and fame. So these are the traps of the nafs, and who is going to pick this up unless the person has some Shaykh Kamil. Otherwise nafs, the snake of nafs bites from different sides. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's raza is something that a person achieves by making zikrullah for his pleasure. And he must not worry about the comments, the criticism, the ridicule of the people. As long as he is progressing, why must he worry? If a person is increasing in his business, more and more customers are coming and flowing into that business, and somebody is criticizing and mocking, does he get worried about it? He doesn't get worried. As long as he is making the business, so as long as we are making the business of the akhirat, carry on. By way of example, what could have been an incident also, but it's mentioned in the kitabs. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah has also stated it. He says that one person was very much in love with one of the king's daughters. In those days, those kings were not like our kings. You could have access somehow to those kings also. But because he was a poor person and he did not have those qualities that the king was looking for to give his daughter in marriage to, so this person was wondering what to do. But he was also a thief also. He was a bit of a chore. So one day he found an opportunity to get into the palace to steal with all the security and with all the television cameras and everything else and all the high-tech security that they have at Buckingham Palace. Still some chores get inside. They scale the wall and get inside. So those days they didn't even have this kind of security. So if he got inside, what we must doubt of it. So somehow he got inside. Now when he went inside, the king and his wife were having a discussion regarding this daughter. They said that we are going to give our daughter to a person who is very, very pious. Because they were pious people, the king and the wife. They said, we're going to look for a very, very pious person, a namazi person, an ibadat guzar. We're going to look for such a person and we're going to give our daughter to him, even if he is poor. So when he heard this, he said, why must I waste my time here? I want the daughter. So he got out of the palace and said, went away to a nearby masjid. And he sat in that masjid and he started engaging himself in ibadah, zikr, tilawah. 24 hours he doesn't move from the masjid. Day and night he's making Quran, tilawah, zikr, ibadah. Just eats a little bit, some dry bread, but he's carrying on and on. So after a few days, people got to know in the locality there's a very pious person in this masjid around here. Then they passed the message on to the neighbors to somebody else, and it reached the king. That in the nearby masjid, bahut hi ibadat guzar, nek, saleh aadmi hai. Now he was making all those sajdas and all for his daughter. For any case, the message reached him. But because this person was making that ibadat over a long period of time before the message really reached the king, and now when the message reached the king said, now call him. So when they called him, he said, I intend giving my daughter to you in your marriage because of your ibadat, your zikr, your tilawat, and your piety, and your taqwa. So now the reply that he gave, he said, indeed, O king, when I began my salat and my zikr and my tilawat and my ibadat, it was for your daughter. I wanted to marry her. Therefore, I started doing all these things. But the taste and the enjoyment and the kayfiyat that I start getting in this ibadat, in this zikr, in this tilawat, now what is your daughter? Allah Ta'ala has given me the best of both worlds. So the king said, well, now even more, I'm interested in giving my daughter to you. So now what he got? He got the daughter also and he got ikhlas also. So he started with riya, he started with show business. But he didn't give it up. He continued, carried on. So Allah Ta'ala, out of that same namaz, same zikr, same tilawat and same ibadat, which was for riya, Allah Ta'ala gave him ikhlas in that, and Allah Ta'ala put such love of that ibadat, zikr, tilawat in his heart, that even the king's daughter after that was of no concern. But Allah Ta'ala gave him both then. So even if it is riya in the beginning, but don't worry about people all the time. Don't do it for the sake of people and don't leave it out for the sake of people. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala ne jo zehen mein dal diya, Allah Ta'ala ne kehlwaya, Allah Ta'ala mujhe bhi amal ki taufeeq de and give all of you also the amal taufeeq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Put the other fans on to you, feeling hot. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ الا
الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, Oh my most caring Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. This part of the night, nothing else has gathered us here except making tawbah from our sins and seeking your rahmat, your mercy, your forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls. Your rahmat, your forgiveness is unlimited, man. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. We know that the only thing that is required is forgiveness of sins and our conditions will change. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing all our lives. Day and night we have been disobeying you. Your great ni'mats and bounties of sight, of hearing, of speech, of heart and mind, of hands and feet we have been using for your disobedience. Ay Allah, teri hi di hui ni'mate kha kha kar, after eating the food provided by you, drinking the water given by you, drinking different kinds of juices and minerals, eating different kinds of foods, oh Allah, when health comes in our bodies, then we use the strength to commit adultery, to commit fornication, to go to cinemas, discos, to watch the haram on the television screens and on the internet. My beloved Allah, we use our hands for haram, we use our feet to walk towards haram. All your ni'mats, your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience, day and night. My Allah, who else could have tolerated so much except you, my Allah. Ya Allah, no one else could have tolerated so much of our evil. Ya Allah, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how kind and loving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear. Ah, my Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, he would have shaken the ground beneath our feet. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have drowned us in the waters of the ocean. My beloved Allah, but how loving you are. How much of opportunities you are giving to us to return to you, to make tawbah, to seek forgiveness. To seek forgiveness from you, my beloved Allah. So much of opportunities you are giving to us. May Allah give us the appreciation of all these ni'mats. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. May Allah, whatever sins we committed, whether major or minor, sins, oh my beloved Allah, whether we committed them in the light of day or darkness of night, whether we committed them knowingly or unknowingly, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.